Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. C'est Clep Principles of Microeconomics Book Plus Online is a test preparation guide in the CLEP exam prep genre, written to help students study for the College Board's Principles of Microeconomics examination. Positioned as a book plus online resource, it is designed for learners who want to earn college credit by demonstrating knowledge of introductory microeconomics rather than by taking a full classroom course. The book's practical purpose is to organize the exam content into manageable study units, reinforce core concepts with review material, and prepare readers for the format and demands of a standardized test, based on the CLEP test structure and typical preparation needs for this subject. The book centers on the main areas tested in principles level microeconomics, including consumer and producer behavior, supply and demand, market structure, and the economic role of government. Its value lies in translating a broad college subject into focused test-ready study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, targeted coverage of the core microeconomics exam domains, a CLEP microeconomics prep book has to do more than define terms. It must map the subject directly to the test blueprint. The most important function of this book is therefore to concentrate on the major domains normally covered on the exam basic economic concepts, the mechanics of supply and demand, consumer and producer theory, market structures, factor markets, and market failure. This kind of organization matters because CLEP does not reward broad reading alone. Students need to know which topics are central, how they relate to one another, and where exam questions are likely to cluster. By narrowing the field to the tested content, the book helps readers avoid wasting time on peripheral material. In a subject like microeconomics, where many ideas are interconnected, that structured selection is especially useful because it turns a large academic discipline into a sequence of testable ideas that can be reviewed efficiently. Secondly, explaining how prices, incentives, and scarcity shape economic choices, microeconomics is fundamentally about decision-making under scarcity, and a strong prep book must make that logic clear. One of the book's key educational roles is to show how buyers and sellers respond to incentives, how prices coordinate markets, and why opportunity cost is central to economic reasoning. This is not just background theory, it is the conceptual foundation for many CLEP questions. Students are often tested on whether they can distinguish movement along a curve from a shift in the curve, interpret consumer choice, or understand why rational behavior changes when constraints change. A good study guide, therefore, has to connect abstract principles to concrete examples so that learners can reason through unfamiliar exam questions by emphasizing the logic behind choices rather than rote memorization. The book helps students build the kind of understanding needed to answer applied multiple choice questions accurately and efficiently. Thirdly, using supply and demand analysis to interpret market outcomes. Supply and demand analysis is likely one of the most heavily tested areas in any principles of microeconomics exam. And this book's usefulness depends on how clearly it teaches that framework. Readers need to understand how changes in price affect quantity demanded and quantity supplied, what causes shifts in curves, and how equilibrium price and quantity are determined. Equally important is the ability to predict the effects of taxes, subsidies, price controls, shortages, and surpluses. These are classic CLEP-style applications because they measure whether a student can apply theory to a simple market scenario. A prep guide is most effective when it helps learners see the causal structure of market analysis, not just memorize the vocabulary. By presenting supply and demand as a problem-solving tool, the book supports both content review and exam reasoning. This makes it especially valuable for students who know the terms but need help connecting them to market consequences. Fourthly, connecting market structure to competition, pricing, and efficiency. Another major dimension of the book is likely its treatment of market structure. Since CLEP microeconomics typically expects students to compare perfect competition, monopoly, monopolistic competition, and oligopoly at a basic level, this topic matters because each structure produces different pricing behavior, output decisions, and efficiency outcomes. A useful study guide must help readers distinguish among these models without oversimplifying them into memorized labels. The real test skill is recognizing how market power changes incentives and how those changes affect consumers and overall welfare. The book's value is in making these comparisons systematic: what determines entry, how firms set prices, why monopoly can create deadweight loss, and how competition affects efficiency. These distinctions are often confusing for students because the models share common vocabulary but differ in economic implications. A well-designed CLEP review resource clarifies those differences so that exam takers can answer comparison-based questions with confidence rather than relying on guesswork. Lastly, review tools that support short, exam-focused preparation, because this is a CLEP test preparation title. Its online component and review structure are as important as the subject matter itself. The primary advantage of a book plus online format is that it can combine concise content review with practice-oriented learning, allowing students to check understanding and identify weak areas quickly. Collaboration is usually time-sensitive, especially for students trying to earn credit efficiently. So a resource in this category must be designed for efficient repetition, self-assessment, and rapid reinforcement. The online element can strengthen this process by extending practice beyond the printed pages and giving learners a more flexible way to revisit difficult topics. That makes the book more than a static summary of microeconomics. It becomes a study system built around exam readiness. In a test prep market crowded with general economics overviews, the practical advantage here is focus. The material is aimed at helping students prepare for a specific standardized exam rather than teaching the entire discipline in a traditional textbook format. In conclusion, SLEP Principles of Microeconomics Book Plus Online is best suited for students who want a direct exam-centered path into introductory microeconomics. That includes college students seeking credit by examination, adult learners returning to school, and self-directed test takers who need an efficient way to review the subject without using a full semester textbook. Its main benefit is not depth for its own sake, but clarity of purpose. It organizes the subject around the kinds of concepts the CLEP exam is likely to test, such as supply and demand, market behavior, competition, and government intervention. Compared with broader economics texts, it stands out because it is built for preparation rather than comprehensive academic coverage. Compared with generic study aids, it is more useful when a reader needs structured content tied to a specific college credit exam. The book's book plus online format also makes it practical for learners who need repetition, self-checking, and flexible review. In that sense, its appeal lies in efficiency, subject focus, and its clear fit with the CLEP credit by exam goal. If you would like to support Richard Satora, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.